USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's supreme leader is urging the U.S. to lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its commitments under its nuclear deal with world powers. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 as part of what he called maximum pressure against Iran. In response, Iran began to gradually violate its commitments under the deal that sought to limit its nuclear program. Officials have repeatedly stressed the country would not come back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until the U.S. eases its sanctions. Although Biden has promised to rejoin the deal, he has insisted that Iran must first reverse its nuclear steps, creating a contest of wills between the two nations. In a bid to ramp up pressure on the new administration, Iran has threatened to block nuclear inspections later this month. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
The White House has renewed a tradition under President Biden by releasing a weekly address. The first was on Saturday, and Biden used it to promote the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
Putting together a plan that provides for emergency relief to people in desperate need now, everything from mortgage payments to unemployment insurance to rental subsidies to food security for children.
The weekly address from the White House revives a presidential tradition that goes back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but was halted during the Trump administration. President Biden's doctor says his foot is now completely healed after he broke it back in November. On Saturday, he visited his doctor for a routine follow-up and x-rays. The doctor said the injury healed as expected. Dr. O'Connor says the 78-year-old can return to his normal exercise routine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health officials are hoping to get approval for the new Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. USA's Dan Araki has the story.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccine receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Jody Guest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert and Andrew Clyde each face a $5,000 fine for skipping metal detectors. They both evaded the metal detectors while entering the House on Thursday, according to a senior Democratic aide. Gohmert said the policy was unconstitutional and said he plans to appeal the fine. Clyde also said the rule was illegal. The fine can be appealed to the House Ethics Committee, but if the panel upholds the fine, it's deducted out of the lawmakers' paychecks. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.